Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined from a safe distance by my pal Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And over in the bullpen, Chris Zook.
At least 6 feet apart, yes.
Yes, yes. Several hundred feet.
Several hundred.
Yeah, well, okay, so obviously since the last time we talked, there's been a little more rollout about the proposed season and not just the 60 games and stuff like that. One of the things that I heard about is the wet rag rule.
Is it true every pitcher has to have their own rosin bag? That's what I heard.
Yes.
Yes, because they want to limit like cross contamination of like things, mm-hmm. people touching things. But obviously, also the wet rag is so that the pitcher can, instead of licking their fingers and then touching the ball. Although I do have to wonder after like how many years of doing something.
Oh,
just how often it's going to happen.
Pitchers are absolutely 100% going to lick their fingers. 100%. Just because like, you know, we all know that baseball players are creatures of habit and they're creatures of routine. And that's for a reason, because when you are doing something at that high of a level, you need to get into a routine. Otherwise it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't function in the same sort of way. Right. Mm-hmm. So these guys have to do it that way in order to maintain kind of sanity, and not only that, but maintain operating at the high rhythm and high level that they operate at. So there's no way that somebody, we're going to see it all the time, that a pitcher, you know, who licks his hands 2-3 times a pitch is going to go ahead and lick his hands during a pitch, and then he's going to have to call for another ball. it's going to be a long learning process.
Well, I think about like when things first happened and there was all the stuff going around about like, you know, don't touch your mouth, don't touch your eyes, right? Like not just wash your hands, but don't do these things. And then like realizing just how much I like unconsciously did.
It's really hard,
you know,
to
like
not
rub
do
my
it.
Nose or something, right? Like
it's really hard to not do it.
There's no doubt. Now here's my question. Have we heard they're going to start rolling this out this week for the major leagues? And we'll get into like players who aren't going to be involved in it, but COVID's kind of breaking out pretty bad in America.
COVID's having a moment. Yeah.
COVID's winning 2020. Let's be honest here. Right. Has there been any inkling of that this gets shut down? Are they going to start this and see how it goes? Is that where we're at right now?
I think it's like full speed ahead for Major League Baseball, and barring like a whole team getting sick, I feel like they're going to do it. They're going to try it.
Listen, yeah. It's dangerous. And I think that we, at least here, agree that it's silly and ridiculous and they shouldn't be doing it. But they're going to do it regardless of what we say. And
No, I get it, because there's a thing called dollar signs that is a big part of this. Michael, is this a good segue into sort of what you sent me today about what was on Instagram here? Because I thought that's fantastic. I mean,
Certainly, like, coming out of the agreement between MLB and Major League Baseball Players Association, that players had the opportunity to opt out of this season for whether it's their own health concerns, right? Like, if they have pre-existing
whatever
conditions,
reason they decide to, right? I mean,
so I've actually heard conflicting stories. One side is that players with pre-existing conditions can opt out and will get their full salary, and
like
also
the prorated salary.
Correct. Yeah. With their own conditions, full prorated, and also service time. I've heard that. The thing that I've heard in competing facts with that, though, is that they will not get money and they will not get service time if it's for someone in their immediate vicinity. Like, if it's someone like a family member or something like that, they won't get service time or salary if that's the reason why they aren't.
Okay. So I don't think that's necessarily conflicting. It's just disappointing. Right, like that they can.
Yeah, I mean, like, well, no, because I had
heard
initially
versus like.
Right, I had heard initially that no matter what, if they chose to stay home, they'd for health reasons, whoever's health reasons, they'd still get paid. And then to hear that that's not actually true, that it's just only if it's their own, it is incredibly disappointing. Yeah.
But completely unsurprising, considering.
Yeah, of course.
The organization of which we're.
It's Major League Baseball. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. Not even a little bit.
Right, and so there have been a handful of players who've already announced they are not going to play this season. The one that I sent a lengthy Instagram post from today was Ian Desmond.
Yeah, I mean,
people need to read that, honestly.
I will link to that in the show notes for this episode, because it's like 10 slides of.
And it's
like
it's
in-depth text.
Yeah.
And there's so much. It's not just about not playing the season around COVID stuff. There's about the stuff that's been going on with Black Lives Matter, the stuff with like racism endemic to Major League Baseball. Just so much to unpack about, you know, support for populations that don't have the finances to do like travel ball. It's an incredible piece of writing.
It is, and I'll say one thing also. It's something that we've talked about endlessly on this show. He calls out Major League Baseball. Just straight out, he just calls out that they're just not doing enough, right? That you know, he goes to this Little League field in Sarasota. That's how he sort of starts the Instagram post, and you know, it's kind of abandoned, right? It's not and then he just sort of goes on a couple different tangents, and I think it's a must read about, because also I think what we forget all the time about this when we're in this, you know, trying to get the rush back for Major League sports in North America, especially. These are people, right? They have families. They have everything that we're going through as just general public. They're also going through. And I thought Ian Desmond just puts it out there just so eloquently, and just a lot of issues, you know, that is of the time of just sort of saying, you know, this is why I'm sort of making a decision not to play. And it's for various amounts of reasons. And it's a must read.
Yeah. One of those reasons, talking about, you know, spending more time with his kids during this like period of civil unrest, being an important thing and being there for them, but also he has a newborn. And his wife has pre-existing conditions, I think partially related to, you know, childbirth, that would put her at risk, and obviously the newborn, that's a high risk population. So you would think in a situation like that, where if someone has like an immediate family member to whom they're being in contact with COVID is a risk, that like Major League Baseball would say, oh, maybe it's a bad look for us not.
Are you saying Major League Baseball should have a heart?
Yeah. We kind of been saying that for a while.
Yep. Or a brain, both are
kind of, We've kind of been saying that for a while, right? And yet here we are.
Yeah, well, no, it's and I think was it Mike Leake who had announced he's not.
Mike Leake, and then two players on the Nationals, right? Zimmerman.
I think Ryan Zimmerman, yeah.
And Joe Ross have both said that they're not playing either.
Right, and I think Leake, it was another sort of like not him, but someone in his family.
Yep.
With a health condition, and it's like, you know, do I take my? I think he was due to get like about $5 million for his prorated versus, you know, the health risk, and obviously putting a price on things. Either, he made a right? Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to sort of make this. I mean, these guys are going to leave, you know, if they don't get paid, right? They're making a decision that's health over wealth, right? I mean, that they're and maybe other reasons as well. But
I respect the hell out of that.
Oh yeah,
of course. I mean, here's the thing. At the end of the day, I mean, I read this week that there's inklings of NHL players are some are, you know, they're maybe towing the line because, you know, they're supposed to, but, you know, to a player, there's a lot out there who are, you know, worried about going back into this, right? Because of we're seeing it all over the place, all over as these leagues are trying to start up again, there's cases. Because guess what? COVID hasn't gone anywhere. It's still out there, especially in the States, and everyone has to make their decision, right? So I think everyone has to respect, you know, everyone makes an individual decision on this.
Yeah, I would like to continuously make it incredibly clear that I think it's a silly idea that we're going to play sports. I get it. Sports have a quote-unquote healing power. I understand it. I really do. Trust me. I'm on a show every single week with you guys, half an hour talking about baseball. You know, I spent a decent chunk of my time at UMFM helping out with the radio broadcasts for women's Bison's hockey. I love sports. I don't think we should be playing them. It's unsafe. It's really unsafe, but they're gonna push forward and do it anyways. And that's
right. You know, but here's the thing: like, let's go back one step here, right?
I get it.
Not only that, but I'm just gonna go back and say, U Sports and you know the Bisons in Canada West, they're not playing this first. Like, I mean, football is of the one sport that's in university, Canadian university. Football actually moves the dial, and they've eliminated this year without, you know, and so. If there's, you know, so they made a conscious decision, and University of Alberta has just said, we're not playing any sports this year, be it the first in the fall or in the spring of 2021. So, I mean, there are leagues, you know, that, you know, are deciding that. Now, again, it's apples and oranges because it's not the money involved, let's say, in the States. But that said, right. Is, you know, they, you know, there is still a little, especially on the football side, that's a, when they announced it, I was like, oh, okay, this is, you know, that's pretty big in Canada, right? So, I mean, everyone has to make their call here. Obviously, the dollar is going to push it ahead for most of these leagues, especially the ones that want to finish it up. But for baseball, like, it you know, like, I mean, the funniest thing is they would have their act together. They could have already been playing and then, you know, see what happens. Now they're literally going to start up. If this goes ahead, they're going to be starting baseball at, it could be, they said there could be 100,000 cases a day in the States. And, you know, it's just crazy.
It's bananas. It's silly. It's ridiculous. It's short-sighted. And yet, here we are.
Yeah, here we are.
Michael, we are talking about wet rags.
Right, exactly. Did you have both of you talked heard about the MVP MLB award that there's some controversy about maybe changing the name?
What?
Did anyone read about this one?
I did not see this.
So I read this today. It was on ESPN about, I believe it's the commissioner. We had 42. We talked about a couple episodes ago. I think it was, is it Mountain Landis? Would that
Kennesaw
be
Mountain Lattice?
Yes.
Who so was terrible.
His name is
yes.
actually okay. on the MVP award. And so who Barry Larkin was one they quoted in the article saying, you know, he gets his MVP award in the 90s or whatever. And here it is, his name is on there. And I think there's a picture of him and stuff. And, you know, let's look back at what he did to, you know, or didn't do in baseball, right? And so there's a movement there of what we're seeing about statues and all that and what's going on right now. But there's a movement, it sounds like, to maybe change the name of that MVP award.
I think that's a great idea. First of all, because Kennesaw Mountain Landis was a judge, he never played the game, so it's not like he was ever most valuable player.
Right.
Correct. Who would you guys pick to name it after then? I mean, I know who I would name it after, but who would you name it after?
Well, Brian is already in the lead because he knows his name already. So that's
good. Yeah, I was going to say he jumped to this because I wasn't thinking about who I would name it after. I guess the question is, like, there's, you know, honestly, maybe it shouldn't be named after anyone. It's just
called the Most Valuable Player Award.
It's the MVP.
Well, I mean, that's what we name it anyways, right? That's what we say. We don't ever, like, I don't think, I didn't know that his name was on there officially, right? But I think Michael might have a point there. I mean, I'm curious to know what Brian had as a name.
Oh, Mike Trout. Come on.
Oh, I was going to actually say, I know this is going to be controversial a bit, but I was going to say Barry Bonds.
That was this more serious answer, right?
Right. Wow. Yes, everything's Trout for you, but yeah. Listen, I mean, I don't know.
Like, when you're the best player at your age over the course of Major League Baseball history, then you know you deserve it. You deserve it a little bit.
Well, for it to be named after you in perpetuity, though. Like, you deserve to maybe get it that year, but the fact is, like, I don't think there's...
But it should be Barry Bonds. Zook is right for once. It should be Barry Thank Bonds.
You. I'll take that.
Mark the date.
2020 is full of surprises, and there's another one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The world has turned upside down again.
Everything is doesn't make any sense anymore, but I mean, hey, or Michael's right too, or maybe just call the MVP award, right? And then maybe they can come up with something down the road or whatever, but maybe just take that name off if it's on there and it shouldn't be on there, you know. Let's you know, we don't need that. I mean, and the flip side, we talked about this before, Michael, remember, we always do this, we tip the cap. Mm-hmm. Let's tip the cap to the Negro baseball 100th anniversary.
Yes.
This was fantastic, I thought, what they did.
Yeah, no. So obviously the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues, spearheaded of course by the Negro League Museum in Kansas City, which we've talked about before, because obviously, Zook, you've visited there.
Yes, it's fantastic.
There was, I was listening to Joe Posnanski, the sports writer, his podcast, he had the executive director of the Negro League Museum on, Bob Kendrick, I believe is the fellow's name.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
And they were talking, because this was supposed to be obviously like a big thing.
Yeah, they're going to have rolled out on the field and all this stuff. Yeah.
Right. And of course, the museum itself shut down the 14th of March, like pretty much when everything started shutting down, and is in the throes of kind of like the soft opening in the States. But yeah, it's in fact, like, they are doing a tip your cap to the Negro Leagues.
Yes.
As a special project. I'll link to the Negro League campaign in the show notes as well then. And so now, as it stands, it sounds like they're going to kind of postpone the on-field stuff till 2021, really, because there's not, I mean, even with the kind of like bubble that they're establishing for Major League Baseball, they're not going to have like extra things and people on the field for special recognition and ceremonial pitches and things like that.
And just also, it wouldn't be quite the same, right? There's just not going to be any fans in the stands. And, mm-hmm. you know, to have that recognition, I mean, I think what they want to do is they want to roll it out to all the ballparks and to make a big deal about it. But that said, is I thought they did this virtual thing where they had a lot of celebrities and just, you know, players to kind of tip the cap, you know, to the Negro Baseball League and a foundation and 100 years of the anniversary. I thought was the best they could do in light of what's happened, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, everyone has had to kind of figure things out, but it's certainly an organization that deserves attention, and especially on an anniversary like this. As we talk about, you know, exploring America's history, like revisiting the fact that the Negro Leagues existed out of necessity and thrived out of, you know, the greatness of those players, that's a chapter of history that's well worth exploring and learning from.
100%.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to put on my Newark Eagles hat and tip my cap as part of that.
Hey, you know who's, what else, as we play this on Friday, the Gold Eyes are playing.
That's correct. The Gold Eyes are playing.
Is it against Fargo? Am I correct on that, Brian?
That's correct.
So tell me, Fargo is one of the bubble cities, I believe, right? They have three that they're doing?
Fargo, Sioux Falls, and Milwaukee.
Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
So there'll be actually some I believe it's a stream on goldeyes.com, right? They'll have all the games
I think it might be on americanassociation.com.
Okay, but somewhere, if people are interested, they obviously they're not going to play here this year.
No, CJNU is going to be broadcasting all the games too.
Okay, nice.
The nostalgia station here in town.
I think they've always been, right?
They've always been the home for it, but there was some concern, of course, with, you know, border access and stuff like that as to whether they would, but they've somehow figured something out so that they will be broadcasting those games.
Yeah, so that we'll have some real live games to cheer on, our local hometown Gold Eyes, and hopefully they'll start the season right by sweeping the weekend series.
That's the hope. Obviously, right? I mean, it'll be a weird championship, but I'll take a ring for the fish any single opportunity we get.
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's if they're playing baseball and they're these games count, someone's going to win championship this year.
Yep, exactly. So that's really cool. I mean, I don't know. I always the hope that they do well. I love the fish, of course. For those of you that don't know, I worked for them for 5 years of my life. So,
Now, is this true that they started winning again when you left? Is that what happened, Brian?
Actually, not true. I was there for two of the rings. Two of the rings. So.
Now, did you get rings as staff?
The staff one level above me got rings. I never received a ring, which is a shame. I even asked if I could buy it. I would have purchased a ring, you know, out of my own pocket.
Sure.
But apparently not okay. Not too much money for Mr. Samuel.
Okay, that one I don't make. Anyways, I don't want to get it down that rabbit hole. But if you're going to pay for it, what does it matter? Like, you're part of that team. Like, I mean, that's, to me, sometimes on that stuff, it's kind of a little bit weird about, like, you're part of the organization, but only to a point. I'm not too sure about that. But anyways.
And also, if you're willing to foot the bill, then it's not even.
Well, exactly. Awesome. And what does it matter? I mean, it's not like you're just getting a ring just because you wanted a ring. You're actually part of the organization.
That's part of the organization for two years.
You know, it's not like some fan is, you know, nowadays now fans can get their own rings. I think the Raptors had that last year with the NBA championship and stuff. And, you know, whatever, that's all good and stuff, but it's not the same, right? I mean, you were part of the organization. I mean, you're, you know, theoretically you're as, you know, you're not on the field, but off the field, you're supposed to be a valued member of that team that won, right? So anyways, I mean, that's unfortunate, but I mean, you know that you were part of those two championships, so congratulations,
Brian. Of course, yeah, thank you.
I thought maybe you were just not the you weren't the good luck charm, but I guess you were.
I worked so hard for those. It was all me, guys. It was all me.
I wouldn't go that far.
Left it all on the field.
Yeah, well, left it all on the keyboard or something. I don't know, whatever.
I have to say I have some inside knowledge of some certain things that people don't have inside knowledge of. Good things. But yeah, I don't want to ruin it for any children that are listening. I think you can probably catch the drift.
Yeah, it's a family show. Come on.
Yes.
No, there's nothing unfamily about it. In fact, it's the most family part of the Gold Eyes, but I don't want to ruin the magic for
don't divulge all the secrets. The best thing about the magicians sometimes is just correct. Let them let them do the magic, right?
That's correct. Exactly.
So that's good. Well, that's fine. Yes, of course. I mean, hey, the goal is, you know what, you know, it just sucks a bit, obviously everything about COVID and stuff, but it sucks about it. Like, you know, we've had great weather in Winnipeg over the last little bit, and it would be great.
I don't know. This would be a bit much if I was at Sharp Park, I'll tell you.
Usually in the afternoon, in the evening, right? So you have the late evening, you know, and you started to cool down a little bit. Anyways, it's always nice to be at a ballpark. That's my point. You know what I mean? Like, regardless of it, craving.
I love going to the ballpark. I'm just saying these past few days might have been a bit much for me.
Well, you maybe get used to it, Michael. Sounds like we're going to have a lot of summer like this. So, I mean.
Yeah, and apparently there was a nice little thing from the Prairie Climate folks saying that this is like Winnipeg and the prairies are expected to see this as the nice result of global warming.
It's been
like a tripling of what our extreme heat.
Unbearably windy, and then when it gets hot, it gets so hot. It gets
pretty muggy, yeah. But again, awful. Again, remember, I'm not a big fan of complaining because in 3 months, you know, it's coming here. So it's.
Well, I prefer that because I can warm up. Cooling off, that's a bit trickier.
I agree. It's tough.
Going back to Major League Baseball for a second, does anyone know? Are they doing a spring training? As in, are they playing like interleague games, like in a bubble or anything like that? Or
they're calling it summer camp.
Well, what does that mean? Is it just going to be? Is it going to be inner squad?
Different squads are different, working out different things. I was actually reading Gabe Kapler now in San Francisco.
He's still playing, huh?
Still managing.
I thought maybe he'd go back on the field.
talking about, he is, I guess, like using the scoreboard to like diagram plays so that everyone can see them, but then they're separated on the field into like smaller groups or something. It's like.
Interesting.
They're doing some unique things to try to like maintain as much social distancing as they can, within obviously the confines of like having to practice, right? Like that they're.
So are all the teams in like, are they back to Florida and Arizona? Is that what they're doing for the spring training?
Sure sounds like it.
But I mean, goodness, those are like the tour states to be in, maybe in the world right now. Like,
other than Texas, I think. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah, I mean, and I don't know if you heard. Did you see the new pictures of the new Texas ballpark?
It looks like an airplane hangar.
Well, that also, I think I saw on social media, people were thinking it might be like an oven, like a barbecue.
I've also seen tin can.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, you know, nothing like $1 billion to get you know, mocked.
Listen, I am all aboard making fun of the Texas Rangers at every single possible opportunity. An organization of that was once owned by George W. Bush, an organization that has continuously employed Rugnet Odor. Let's make fun of. I'm all aboard. Let's make fun of the Texas Rangers.
I'll tell you this, Sportsnet cannot get enough of showing that, I think it was 2015? Is that 2015 or 2014? Where you know, the bad flip, like, they
2015.
Must show that literally once a week since COVID's
happened. Oh, my dad keeps saying that the Jays are undefeated since the lockdown, so.
They certainly are, you know, I mean, so is everyone else, but, you know, yeah, I'll give you that, Brian. That's, you know, like I said, I'll be honest, if they're doing this 60 games, it's wide open. Someone gets on a hot streak right away, you know, you're looking pretty good to get in a playoff spot right away. So the thing is that I'm still surprised about it. I thought they would change the 10 teams, but I think they're sticking with just only the 10 teams in the playoffs for this year. They're not expanding the playoffs.
No, that's what I've seen / heard as well.
Yeah. So that's, I don't know. I don't understand that, but I guess maybe for time or whatever, they're just deciding again, because why shouldn't both of these sides, you know, meet in the middle and figure this out? So, I mean, let's stop trying to think logically about any of this at the moment.
Speaking of time, looking at the watch there, we're going to have to start wrapping things up and head it over to Front Burner, and with apologies to the Bad News Bears once again. Walter we did it again, boys. Taking a beating.
We managed to do it again.
I tell you, the Chico's bail bonds, they're not happy right now.
No, they're not getting their money's worth. They paid for those ads on the back of the jerseys, and they're just not getting seen.
So. I'm going to have to look that up, because I don't know if that was actually a real thing or they just made that up. I'm not too sure, but they got great advertisement on this movie.
That's for sure. All right. Well, stick around for Front Burner here at 101.5 UMFM. We'll be back next Friday. And as we said, we will put those links in the show notes. So check it out at umfm.com or follow us at The Bench Jockeys.
Strike three. You're out.